Despite recent rain, Boston remains in a state of what's termed extreme drought. And one area where people are watching water levels closely is the Back Bay. Like much of Boston, that part of the city is built on landfill, and its older buildings rest on wooden pilings that must stay submerged so they don't rot away. So WBUR's Fred Tice reports on what building owners are doing.
Max Denmat drops a probe down a well behind Trinity Church.
I use this little spooled tape measure to go down. It's dropped, and it'll beep when it's when it detects water. So right now this one's at about 12 and a half feet. So it's actually less than it was last year. It's about a foot less. So,
you mean the water is a foot lower?
Yeah, it appears that way. Yeah.
The Back Bay's historic buildings need water to hold them up.
The foundations of all of these buildings that were built in that period are supported by timber pilings that were driven through the fill down to the underlying clay. They were basically tree trunks that were just stripped of all their branches. They're about 30 feet long.
Nancy Seascholz knows a lot about how the Back Bay was built. She's the director and editor of the Atlas of Boston History, due out in 2018, and she wrote Gaining Ground, the story of how much of Boston was built on what she calls made land.
So, Nancy, we are here at Arlington and Beacon Streets, and what are we looking at?
Well, this is really the beginning of the major filling of Back Bay. Beacon Street was a dam that went from the common at the foot of Charles Street, down there, all the way over to what's now Kenmore Square. And this dam was built between 1818 and 1821 to dam off Back Bay to power some tide mills.
Back Bay was open water then. Starting before the Civil War, it was filled in. Trinity Church is a massive stone structure finished in 1877. It sits on 4,500 wooden pilings, and they must stay underwater, or they begin to rot as they're exposed to air. In 2003, the church completed a backup system. If the water levels drop too low, a well will automatically fill with Boston city water, and that water will then be distributed under the church. Max Denmat, Trinity's facility supervisor, leads photographer Jesse Costa and me below the church to see it in action. We walk through the kitchen and into the pantry.
There's a float that lives in this pit, and when it detects that the water level is too low, it turns on a solenoid that tells the water to start filling.
A solenoid is an electromagnetically activated valve. Denmat opens the hatch to show us the well, and just as he does that, the water happens to rush in.
And apparently we're witnessing it happening right now.
Across the street under another church, Old South Church, Senior Minister Nancy Taylor is also keeping a close eye on water levels to see when that church's wells will have to be refilled.
And we're close. We've moved from once a month measuring to every 2 days.
Taylor points out that unlike Trinity, Old South Church, which was completed in 1873, does not have an automatic system to refill its wells. So if the water levels get too low, the church will be using a more old-fashioned method to replenish the wells.
And then how would you do that? You just bring in, just turn on the taps somewhere?
picture a green hose going down into this little hole, and yeah, a green garden hose.
Old South Church, too, rests on thousands of wood pilings.
Imagine a really, really sturdy telephone pole, a whole bunch of them, not too far from each other, 3-4 feet from each other, sunk 30 feet down into the fill, and then the big granite caps on top of them to create the foundation.
When you get a prolonged drought, it certainly has an effect on the groundwater levels because the only thing that's replenishing the groundwater is rainfall.
Christian Simonelli is executive director of the Boston Groundwater Trust. It's a nonprofit created by the city of Boston to monitor wells in the Back Bay, but also in the Fenway, the Southwest and North Ends, Fort Point, and East Boston.
And if we have an extended period of time like we've had this year, which has really started around in May, where we started to see groundwater levels drop pretty consistently over the well network, it has an effect on the overall system, and you can see the groundwater levels have slowly started to drop.
Wooden pilings are such a long-standing concern in Boston that the city has at least two engineering firms expert in them. When you walk into a conference room at the offices of Haley and Aldrich in Charlestown, you see a piece of wood. It looks like driftwood. But Mike Atwood, who leads the firm's developer clients through the challenges of building underground, explains that it's a piece of Boston history, the top of a rotted wood pile driven into the ground more than a century ago.
A pile that might be, when they built the building, 10 to 12 inches in diameter, almost like a telephone pole, can deteriorate to this.
This gnarled piece of wood looks like it has little branches, remnants of the heartwood more resistant to rot that stick out. This wood remnant, eaten by rot, once helped hold up a brownstone in Lower Beacon Hill.
You're from Boston?
Originally from Bethesda, Maryland, but okay. I've been here since 98. Yeah.
So when you walk around the streets of Boston, I imagine you look at the beautiful architecture. And when you look at it, every building above grade is really unique unto itself, right? Well, similarly, that can be the condition below grade.
Developers in the Back Bay and other neighborhoods are required by the city of Boston to capture the rainwater to replenish the water table whenever they build a new building or renovate an old one. Back at the offices of the Boston Groundwater Trust in the Back Bay, Christian Simonelli is not particularly concerned yet that this drought will cause major damage.
It has to rain eventually.
There are other reasons he's not so worried.
The buildings are overbuilt, so there's plenty of pilings that support a building. And the other reason is that the process of pile rotting is a slow process, so it would really need years of depleted groundwater levels to start to really see a detrimental effect on these buildings.
And the most important thing, Simonelli says, is when it does rain again and the groundwater levels do recover, the process of rotting stops as the piles are once again submerged. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.